जायं स्वात् परमहंस परिप्राजकाचार्य सदरसदस्माद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्तविंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। यमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। सावेत भक्तविंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड बॉडी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड बॉडी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड बॉडी। थैंक यू वेरी मच। Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kindly participating in this Krishna consciousness movement. We are speaking here for the last 1 week, so it is very encouraging that we are reviving the dormant Krishna consciousness of our brothers and sisters in India. This Krishna consciousness movement is to be learned from the very childhood. So far, personally, we are concerned. My father taught me this Krishna consciousness from the very childhood. My father was a great Vaishnava, and I had the opportunity of taking birth in that family. So he gave me lessons of this Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of my life. He gave me mridanga. He engaged a teacher for learning mridanga playing. Sometimes my mother was irritated. But somehow or other, I got the inspiration from my father worshipping a small Radha Krishna deity. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kaumarvatharit Praga Dharman Bhagavataniha. Actually, the students, the children should be given chance to become Krishna conscious. That is the duty of the state. That is the duty of the parents. That is the duty of the guru, that is the duty of kinsmen. That is the instruction given in the Srimad Bhagavat. Guru na sasyat, sajano na sasyat, pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat, namo chairja samapetam ittam. This human form of life, as Prahlad Maharaj says, Durlabhang manusang janma. Durlabhang manusang janma tadapi adhruvam arthadam. This human form of life is obtained after many, many millions and millions of births, evolutionary process. We have already discussed this point. So, that is the Vedic civilization, that a human being should be given chance to understand this Bhagavad Dharma, Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means Bhagavad Dharma. तो प्रहलाद महाराज ने कमेंट्स, कौमारम आचरित प्राज्ञ धर्मान भागवतानि हो। फ्रॉम द चाइल्डहुड इट इज नॉट दैट इट इज रिजर्व फॉर आवर ओल्ड एज ऑक्यूपेशन। समटाइम्स वी थिंक लाइक दैट that at the present moment we are young, let us enjoy life, and at the old age, when you are old enough, preparing for death, at that time we may try to understand what is Krishna consciousness and Bhagavad Dharma. But Prahlad Maharaj says no. The children should be taught from the age, as we send our children to schools in minor age. Similarly, we should send our children to understand this Bhagavad Dharma. I am very pleased. I have seen practically in this Delhi that the Muslim children are given instruction of Quran from very early age. Actually, this should be done for everyone. I am very pleased. But not I am pleased, I may please or not, but that is the way of life. A human child should be given instruction about Krishna consciousness from the very beginning. And that was our Vedic system. Brahmachari. Brahmachari should go to the house of the teacher or spiritual master at the age of 5 years old, and he should remain there for 20 years to understand the value of life. And the brahmachari would accept any kind of menial work for satisfying the spiritual master. It is stated that nichayeva, just like menial servant. The brahmacharis, they come from very respectable family, from Brahmin family, Kshatriya family especially, but they are instructed that you should accept the order of the spiritual master just like menial servant. And in young age, they do not mind. They do not have any false prestige that I am coming from such and such respectable family. My father is so rich. Even Lord Krishna, he accepted this brahmacharya ashram. When Sudama Vipra met him, when he was king in Dwarka, so friendly talks, Krishna reminded Sudama Vipra, "My dear Sudama, do you remember that one day we went to the forest to collect fuels and there was heavy rain and we could not come out, and then we stayed the overnight on the top of the tree. The next day Guru Maharaj came and he took our rescued us. Do you remember that?" Sudama Vipra, "Yes, I remember." So even Lord Krishna, what to speak of others? This was the system to teach from the very beginning of life this Bhagavad Gita. The Prahlad Maharaj's recommendation is very genuine. That is the Vedic system. But he was unfortunately born in an Asura family. His father was a great Asura. Asura means godless. He had also undergone severe austerity to achieve the power He was defeated by the demigods. So he left his home and underwent severe austerity so that the whole universe became trembled. And Brahmaji came to appease him. What do you want? He said, I want to become immortal. So Brahmaji said, how can I give you this benediction of immortality? Because myself, I am not immortal. Everyone has to die in this material world. Either one may be Brahma or a small ant. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkho dosha anudarshana. So this is not possible. I cannot make you immortal. Then, very diligently, he said, all right, then no man will kill me. All right, accept it. No demigod will kill me. Also accept it. I shall not die at daytime. That's all right. I shall not die in night. That's all right. No animal can kill me. That's all right. No weapons can kill me. That's all right. In this way, he thought, I am very intelligent and I am cheating Brahmaji indirectly by a different way. I have now become immortal. So he also underwent great austerities, but for material enjoyment. He wanted to live forever in this material world. He was never interested to teach his children about Krishna consciousness. But Prahlad Maharaj, fortunately, when he was in the womb of his mother, at the care of Narad Muni, he understood the Krishna consciousness, because if you associate with a sadhu, the saintly person, then saintly person has nothing to do but simply deliver the knowledge, transcendental knowledge of Krishna consciousness. They have no other duty. That's like Ambarish Maharaj. He was king, but a great Vaishnava. So about him it is stated, Savai mana Krishna padaravinda vachansi vaikuntha gunanuvarnan. He was king, very responsible king, emperor of the world. But he cultivated this Krishna consciousness, that he fixed up his mind. So Savai mana Krishna padaravinda, always fixed up on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. If you fix up your mind, concentrate your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna is here present, then your mind becomes locked up. It cannot think anything else. Therefore, Ambarish Maharaj, he fixed up his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. And vachansi vaikuntha gunanuvarnan. When you have to talk, let us not talk all nonsense. Vaikuntha gunanuvarnan. Let us talk about Bhagavad Gita. Let us talk about Srimad Bhagavatam or any book which is describing the transcendental name, fame, glory, quality, pastime of Lord Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Simply, we have to change the process of our life. But unfortunately, you are not interested. We shall waste our time in the morning, 2 hours, by discussing on politics and reading newspaper, what has happened. Puna puna charvita charvananam What is the news in the newspaper? The same thing. Somebody has murdered something, there is some car accident, one body has done this or... The same thing repeatedly we are hearing. There is no other news. But we want to hear the same thing daily. The same newspaper items. Therefore, in the Shastra it is said, Puna Puna Charvita Charvana Nam. Just like you chew something. Generally we chew that sugar cane. Now I have chewed it. I have taken out all the juice. And then I have thrown it away. If somebody comes, let me taste it. What is there? And another man comes. Is that very good intelligence? We have tasted this material world. Everyone has tasted. It is full of miseries. Chitav jantrana. Three means three. And tap means miserable condition of life. Tritap. Adhyatik. Pertaining to this body and mind. Sometimes I am feeling some pain on my body. There is fever or some other ailments. The mind is not in order. This is called adhyatik. Similarly, adhibhautik. Just like Pakistan is ready to attack us. If not Pakistan, then there are many other enemies. Even there are many other living entities, just like mosquito, fly, bugs. So, adhibhautik, another living entity giving us trouble. And adhidaivik, just like this famine, flood, pestilence, so many things which you cannot control. So, this is the position of this material world. Tritap jantra, trishul. You have seen the picture of Goddess Durga. She is piercing the trishul on the chest of the asura. And he is suffering. He struggles for existence, fighting with the lion. Rajagun. So, this is the position of the material world. And the certificate is given by Krishna, the Lord Himself, that this place is Dukkhalam Asasatam. Dukkhalam. Always full of miseries. So, the human form of life is meant for understanding what is my position. In the animal life we cannot understand that we are in a very, very miserable condition of life in this material world. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Manasam, Durlabhang Manasam Janma. Tadapya Adhruvam, it will not stay. You can say, all right, there is suffering. Let me suffer for some time. I shall get next life again. Or I shall be finished. But Prahlad Maharaj says, why do you think like that? Why you want to die like cats and dogs? Just acquire the benefit which you can have in this human form of life. Krishna consciousness. Manasam, durlabhang manasam janma, tadapi adhruvam, although it will not stay, but it is arthadam. Arthadam means you can achieve the highest goal of life. What is that highest goal of life? The highest goal of life is not to have a skyscraper building constructed in my life or have big balance in the bank. No. That is not highest goal of life. The highest goal of life is indicated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is also statement of Prahlad Maharaj. Nate vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu durasayaje bahirathamanina. Persons who are very much attached to the external world, durasaya bahirath, this external world is called bahiranga shakti, the external energy of the Supreme Personality of God. So here it is just like mileage, just like people or the not people, animal, running after water in the desert. In the desert there is some reflection of heat and the animals think there is water. And they run after water, the water also going ahead and the animal also going ahead. In this way, when he is too much tired, he falls down and dies. Tejo barimit binimayam. So this material world is not our actual place of happiness. We should understand this. And the human form of life is meant for that purpose. That's like Sanatana Goswami. He appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to solve this question. Ke ami kanamore jape tapotra. That is intelligence. Intelligence means one should be inquisitive about his goal of life. In the Bhagavad also, in another place, the instruction of Rishabdev that parabhavasavadavodajata, everyone is born ignorant. So in ignorance, whatever we act, that is our defeat. That is not our gain. The gain is only when you develop Krishna consciousness. That is the only gain in this human form of life. Otherwise, whatever you gain, that is loss. Samayeva hi kevalam. Simply wasting time and time and energy. The Prahlad Maharaj said that, my dear friend, he was teaching his class friend who are 5 years old, and he said that Dullabhang Manasanga Janma Tadapi Adhurvam Arthadam. Our duty is, so long the next death does not appear, we should develop our dormant Krishna consciousness. We should not wait. Just like Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was given time 7 days. He was cursed by a Brahmin boy. The Maharaj, he shall die within 7 days, bitten by a snake. So immediately, because he was emperor, so he understood that I shall have to die. So he prepared himself. For 7 days, he tried to understand what is his relationship with Krishna or God. And that is imitated at Bhagavad Sapta. But actually, Bhagavat is not to be studied imitating Parikshit Maharaj for 7 days. No. In 7 days we cannot understand even one verse of Srimad Bhagavat. What to speak of the 18,000 verses? That is not possible. But it has become a fashion. Bhagavat says, Nittang Bhagavata Sivayaha. Nastra prayeshu avadreshu nittang bhagavata sevaya. It is not for 7 days. It is for all the life. Parikshit Maharaj had no time more than 7 days. Therefore, he finished the whole Bhagavad hearing in 7 days. The another instruction is that Parikshit Maharaj had noticed for 7 days duration of life. But we do not know whether 7 days or 7 minutes. It may be I am speaking now. Immediately I can stop. Because I am completely under the control of the material nature. You know perhaps that one big officer of Indian government, I think he was the commander-in-chief or something like that, he was eating in the feast in Japan, and on the table he died while eating. There was some trouble in the throat by eating fish, and some trouble was there, and he suffocated, died immediately. So we cannot say whether we are going to live for 7 days or 7 minutes or 7 hours. There is no guarantee. Immediately you can die. Therefore, our duty is, before the next death comes, we must develop our Krishna consciousness. We must be very serious. That's what Prahlad Maharaj says. Kaumaro acharit prajna dharman bhagavatani ha. Durlabhanga manasanga janma tadapi adhruvam arthadam. We should take Krishna consciousness so seriously, immediately, without waiting. And that is very simple also. If you simply understand the seriousness of the business, then we can immediately begin. Krishna says, sarva dhanman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. We can do it immediately. Immediately, without waiting for a second. And then Krishna takes charge. Aham tva sarva papebha mokkhe sami ma suci. So it is not very difficult business. Simply we'll have to agree. Yes, Krishna, so long I did not surrender unto you. Now I immediately surrender unto you. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sang a very nice song. that otpinyutu apade nanna kisa manasa deho geho jokichu mora. He says that whatever I possess, first thing he is mine, manas, just like Ambarish Maharaj. First of all, we have to give our mind to Krishna, because mind is the creative force by which we become entangled. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that mind is the enemy or mind is the friend. If you can create your mind your friend, then there is immense profit, Krishna consciousness. And if you create your mind enemy, the mind will drag you in so many things, you'll forget your duty and responsibility of human life. Therefore, yoga system, practicing yoga means controlling the mind. Controlling the mind. But the easiest process of yoga system is that you simply think of Krishna always. Then the perfection of yoga. Krishna says it. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajate joma samay yukta tamamata. He is the first class yogi who is thinking of Krishna always within his mind. That is Krishna consciousness process. Chanting of Hare Krishna mantra means to keep Krishna always in mind. That is the perfection of yoga. And it is very easy. As soon as you chant Hare Krishna, you hear it, then your mind becomes locked up. So therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, manasa deha geha jo kichu moro. Whatever I possess, my mind, my this body, manasa deha geha, and my home, my wife, my children, my friends, at least my wife and children. Home means wife and children. Manasa deha geha jo kichu moro otpinu tvapade nanda kishora. Nanda kishara Krishna. Krishna is known as Nandanandan, Nandakishar, Nandakumar. So many Krishna. Krishna likes to be called like that. If you say simply Krishna, he is not so very satisfied. But if you call him the son of Nanda Maharaj, he is very pleased. Because the name of his devotee, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Nobody can be his father. He is the original person. Anadi Radhi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. Who can be his father? But when he appears on this material world, he accepts one of his devotee as his father, one of his devotee as mother, in this way. Therefore, Krishna is very much satisfied when his name, when he is joined with his devotee's name. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, manasa deha geha jo kichu mara arpino tvapade nanda kishor maravi rakhavi jai chhatvahar. Now you can kill me or you can give me protection. Whatever you like, that's all right. Nitya dasa pati tva adhikara. You have got all rights upon me because I am your eternal servant. This is called surrender. And Krishna wants that. That is my constitutional position. To surrender to Krishna. If we do that, it does not take much time, but we attain the highest perfection of this Bhagavad Dharma. That is one. So Prahlad Maharaj says that Jadeva Jatahi Purusasa Iha Vishnu Padopasarpanam Jadesa Sarvabhutana Priya Atmeshara Svet. Yes, particularly mentioned the Supreme Personality of God at Vishnu. Krishna is the original person of Vishnu Tattva. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvang Pravattate. So he is the origin of the three demigods, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. Matta Sarvang Pravattate. Brahma is born of Vishnu and Shiva is born of Brahma. Therefore, and Vishnu is born of Krishna. Therefore, he is the original person. Atmeshara. Atmeshara. Vishnu, Priya Atmeshara Suhit. Krishna says that he is Suhit. Sridam Sarvabhutanam. Gyatya Mang Shanti Michati. Krishna says, Bhuktaram Jagatavasam, Sarvaloko Maheshram, Srihidam Sarvabhutanam, Gyata. One should know that our best friend is Krishna, an Atmeshara, and he is the Lord of me. I am Atma, and he is Paramatma, Atmeshara. Therefore, ultimately, now, When there is danger, now we take care of our protection immediately. Atmanam sarvato rakshe. Everyone is busy to protect himself. And why do we eat? Just to keep our body fit. And why do we keep our body fit? Because I can think nicely, or I can realize myself. That is the purpose of keeping the body fit, not for eating. Yuktaharo viharasya yoga bhavati siddhita. The real motive of life is to understand or self-realize. One has to understand what I am. So we have to keep this body not for eating, but for keeping ourselves fit to understand what I am. That is the purpose of life. The Yerpallan Maharaj says, first of all, we can understand what I am. And when you understand, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivamsa Jiva Bhuta, I am the eternal part and parcel of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Dar. This is self-realizing. To understand one's own position, what I am, it is very simple. We have to accept it. The Bhagavad Gita says that I am, the living entity is my part and parcel. In another chapter he says, Aparayam itasu vidhime prakitiṃ para jīva bhūta mahābāho jayidam dhārjate jagat. So this Atma, I am Atma, I am part and parcel of Krishna, Prakriti, I am not Purush, I am not Bhokta. This is the self-realized. The Prahlad Maharaj explains that Jatahi Purushasya Iha Vishnu Padopa Sarpanam. Our only duty is to worship Lord Vishnu. That is the Vedic injunction. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sadapa Shanti Suraya. So, Prahlad Maharaj instructs that we should immediately engage ourselves in satisfying Vishnu. That is the program of human civilization. Human civilization means one who accepts the Varnasram Dharma, because that is a program. Gradually one can understand his relationship with Vishnu. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. Here Prahlad Maharaj observed, Vishnu Pada Upasarpanam. Why Vishnu? That is explained here, that Jadeva Sarva Bhutanam Priya Sarveshara Atma. Everyone is very much attached. Now suppose there is some fire incidents at home. A man will forget all his wife and children. He will come out immediately to save himself. Because we love ourselves very much. It is a fact. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. We forget. Sometimes it has happened. One man has come out when there is fire in the house, and after coming out he is crying, oh, my son is left. Son is left inside. Why? Why you left your son? Because you think, everyone thinks, that my Atma is very dear to me. And why Atma is dear to him? Because the Atma is the part and parcel of the Supreme Law. Therefore, ultimately comes to the Supreme Law. He is our dear. But we have forgotten. We have forgotten. Prahlad Maharaj reminds, Priya Atmeshara, Surit. And he is actually Surit, the best friend. Don't consider that here in this material some friend is helping you or somebody is helping you. No. They cannot be Surit. They have got some interest. Here in this material world it is business. If I become your friend, it means that I have got some ulterior motive to take some benefit out of your favor. Therefore he flattered. Kamasasya hitam gana. The same process is to worship the demigods. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Kamasasya hitam gana jajanti anna devata. So here in this material world, either you worship some demigod, or worship some leader, or worship some friend, the ulterior motive is that you want to get some benefit from him. That's all. Therefore he is priya. But Krishna, when you speak of Krishna, there is no such business. Just like you love your Atma very dearly, your life. Similarly, Krishna being the Atmeshara, the sum total of all Atma, that ultimately Krishna or Vishnu is our dear. Not only that, he is Surit. Krishna is always thinking. In the Upanishad also, there is a verse that the super soul and the individual soul, they are sitting as friends on this tree of body. The one is eating the fruits of that tree and other is witnessing. So what business has got Krishna to witness your activities? No, he has got business because he wants you to take you back to home, back to God. Therefore he is Srihit. Atmeshara Srihit. Nobody is better friend than Krishna. He is always thinking how this bewildered individual soul can be brought back to home, back to God. He personally comes there for canvas. Sarva Guhyatama, the most confidential part of knowledge I am giving you, Arjuna, that you surrender unto me. That is better. Sarva Dharman Pratyajya Mam Ekam Sarva. He is canvassing, door to door. He is coming from Vaikuntha, from Vrindavan, to teach us how you can become friend of Krishna in Vrindavan, how you can become mother of Krishna, how you can become father of Krishna. Here the jnanis, they try to be equal with Krishna, but a devotee can become the father of Krishna. What is the value of equality? It is greater than equality. Krishna is so kind. He accepts his devotee as father. And he accepts his punishment also. Just like Krishna accepted the punishment of Mother Yashoda very willfully. He wants that. He likes that. Because everyone goes to God, Narayan, Vishnu, and prays with adoration and respect. Krishna wants that one may think of him as inferior to him. Just like Nandamara was thinking, he is my child, I have to protect. Krishna is giving protection to everyone. But Nandamara is thinking that I have to give protection to Krishna. This is the devotee's position. So he is so nice friend that whatever enjoyment you want in this material world, that will break if you have got a son. Either this son will leave you or you have to leave your son. But if you accept Krishna as your son, this is eternal relationship. You will never be cheated. If you accept Krishna as friend, you will never be cheated. If you accept Krishna as lover, you will never be confused. So therefore, Krishna is actually Atmeshara Surhit. Prahlad Maharaj is teaching that is just take to this Bhagavad Dharma. Actually you want to love Krishna, but by the intervening of Maya, you are loving something else. That will not make you happy. You just try to love Krishna. Then the next verse he says, Sukham aindrikang daitya deha yogena dehinam sarvatra labhate daivat jatha dukham majatnataha. That is a regular argument we meet everywhere. That everyone, if everyone becomes Krishna conscious, then how this world will go on? How our maintenance will be earned? That answer is given by Prahlad Maharaj. That here in this material world, our happiness is in relationship with our senses, sense gratification. Suppose that if I put one nice rasagulla, sweet meat, in my mouth, my tongue tastes it very nicely, a kind of sense gratification. So I think I am happy. Similarly, you can study the relationship with all other senses, especially in this material world, our sex sense, the happiness from the sex life is considered to be very high. And people are struggling hard for that happiness. That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jana maithunadi grihamedi sukham hitucham. Grihamedi means those who are too much attached to this worldly life. Their point of happiness is sex life. Maithunadi. But it's tucham. It is very insignificant. So Prahlad Maharaj says that even if you accept that is happiness, in relation to your senses, sense enjoyment, sukham o indriyakam. Indriyakam means in relationship with the senses. He says, sukham o indriyakam daitya. He is addressing his friends as daitya because they are born of atheistic family. Daitya and deva. Deva means born of Vaishnava family. And daitya means born of demon family. So he is particularly addressing daitya. He is teaching among the daityas because preaching is required among the daityas. Those are devas. They know. They do not require any preaching. They know that Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. The ultimate Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam, they know it. But the daityas who do not know it, their preaching is required. So Prahlad Maharaj is instructing, my dear daityas, my dear daitya friends, that you are busy after the sense gratification. That has become your only business. How to gratify the senses? The sukham indriyakam daitya. Deha yogena dehina. Deha yogena. So that your happiness has already been fixed up on the creation of your particular type of body. Just like a man is born or a dog is born. So according to the dog's body, he will have particular type of sense enjoyment. If one has got the hog's body, so according to that body, he will be inclined to eat stool. If you offer a hog one side stool and one side halwa, he will prefer to take the stool, not this halwa, because his body has been made for that type of happiness. Just try to understand, it is very scientific. The standard of happiness is according to the body you have got. So, Prahlad Maharaj says that this sense gratification process is already fixed up. You cannot increase it or decrease it. That is stated here. Sarvatra labhate. Daivad. Daivad means by the arrangement of the Supreme. That is all right. Sarvatra labhate. Sense gratification. Now take for example the hog. He is also busy in sense gratification. He is eating stool and becoming fatty. And as soon as there is sex desire, without any discrimination, he enjoys many seahawks, never mind sister or mother. Because the life is so made that he will enjoy in this way. The Prahlad Maharaj says that according to the body, your happiness and distress or enjoyment. We do not know what is our happiness. According to body, I think this is the standard of happiness. Somebody thinks that by eating such and such thing, I will be happy, just like the hawk. And somebody thinks, no, this is not. One man's food, another man's poison. So everything is food and everything is poison according to the body. One thing is poison for me, but the same poison is food for others. That is for enjoyment. That Prahlad Maharaj says, they don't bother about that thing to satisfy your senses. That is already fixed up according to your body. Instead of wasting your energy in that way, for so-called happiness, you just try to understand what is Krishna consciousness, what is Bhagavad Dharma. Just engage your energy. It is very nice instruction. People are busy all over the world for having a certain type of sense gratification. And Prahlad Maharaj says, don't bother yourself for that. It is already there. You will get it. In another instruction by Narada, he says, tasyaiva heto prajateta kovida na labhate jad bhramatam uparajada tallabhate dukkha vadannatha sukham kalena sarvatra gubhira ranghasa. Tasyaiva heto prajateta kovida. Our endeavor, our energy should be used solely and wholly for understanding what is Bhagavad Dharma or Krishna consciousness. Not for anything else. It may be very revolutionary, but this is a fact. You cannot gain anything more than what you are destined, suffering and enjoyment. But you can try for Krishna consciousness. That independence has been given to you. You can make your choice. Just like Krishna asking Arjuna, Jathechasi tatha kuru. My dear Arjuna, now I have given you instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Now whatever you like, you can do. That independence is given to us. We may accept Krishna or we may reject Krishna. That independence is there. But actually our business should be to accept Krishna, not reject Krishna. That will make us happy. So, Prahlad Maharaj's instruction is very nice. We shall talk more next day. Now, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.